this is Molly. If you're just joining us, my best pal Max and I were recruited by Max's Aunt Murgatroyd to be part of a secret order of problem solvers. Since then, we've time traveled to ancient Egypt, Istanbul, and the International Space Station. We've solved problems with Pythagoras and Mark Twain. But now things have taken a crazy turn. First, we discovered a bunch of clues left by our enemy, the troublesome trolls. Then, we discovered our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, was also a troll. And then we uncovered a troll plot to uninvent ice cream. That might sound like a lot for a couple of middle schoolers to deal with, but hey, it's all part of the job when you're a problem solver. These are Mysteries About True Histories.
I gotta say, Maul, I'm getting a little sick and tired of eating popsicles.
Oh boy, here we go again.
I'm just saying, how much frozen fruit flavor can one guy take?
Well, the brand Popsicle makes about 30 flavors. Otter Pops now have 8 flavors. There's 12 flavors of Lindy's Italian Ice, but one of them is root beer, so technically not a fruit. 30 plus 12 plus 8 minus 1 equals what?
Wow, this is bad enough. You're going to make me do math, too. Wait, I got this. 30 plus 12 is 42, plus 8 is 50, minus root beer is 49.
Nice. And what do you know? You've got at least 49 different frozen fruit flavors to try.
Uh-huh. You know what else I know?
What?
We need to get ice cream back.
I know. I miss it, too. But we haven't heard from Aunt Murgatroyd in days. We still need to tell her what Mr. Conklin is up to and find out where to go next.
Right. Things are really starting the snow cone.
I think you mean snowball, Max.
Right. Sorry. I'm just really missing...
Missing what?
Mr. Conklin!
Missing ice cream, Max? It's starting to look like ice cream may never return. Unless, of course, you hand your time machine back over to me.
Don't be ridiculous.
And?
And? How can there be an and? You're not getting the time machine. You think we're going to make it even easier for you to wreak havoc across the globe and time?
If you ever want your precious ice cream back, yes. What do you say, Max?
I say I'd love to have ice cream back.
Max?
Relax, Maul. I want ice cream back badly, but not hand the time machine over to the trolls bad. Besides, think of all the other damage they could do if they could easily travel time.
Yes, think of all the other things we could uninvent, like roller coasters, toilet seats, soccer, all could just disappear.
So evil!
Seriously, evil.
Tell you what, Max. You remember my previous offer?
Offer? What offer? Max?
I'm not talking to you. Remember my previous offer, Max? You get the ice cream back, and I promise the trolls will never mess with soccer. Keep your silly time machine. Just hand over the information I asked for.
Information? What information? Max?
Think about it, Max. Bye.
Max, what did you tell him?
I didn't tell him anything, I promise!
Okay, I believe you. But what did he want to know?
He wants to know the names and locations of all the other problem solvers we've met. In return, he'd reinvent ice cream and leave soccer alone. Just out of curiosity, what would he do with that information if he doesn't have our time machine?
Max, you can't be serious. You've seen what the troublemaking trolls can achieve, even without our time machine. And do you seriously think you can trust the troublemaking trolls? Why, they're nothing but trouble.
I know, Molly. Don't worry. I'm a problem solver. We're problem solvers. We'll figure out a way to... Do you hear that?
Did you see that? Ah! Max, get it off me! Get it off me!
Hold on, Molly. What in the world? It looks like a... furry, fanged guinea pig. Look at all those piranha teeth. You're lucky you didn't get bit.
Tell me about it. But still, I don't want to kill it. Poke some holes in the plastic container you covered it with, Max.
Hey, check it out. This critter has a collar and a tag. The tag reads, "Say hello to my little friend, Frank Buck."
Is Frank Buck the name of the guinea piranha?
Actually, Frank Buck was an animal collector in the early 20th century. We're more conscientious about protection and conservation now. But back then, animals were treated more like curiosities than co-inhabitants of planet Earth.
Sounds pretty maniacal. Or maybe even troublemaking?
When the San Diego Zoo was founded in 1916, after the California-Panama Exposition of 1915, the zoo's founder, Dr. Harry M. Wegeforth, set out to follow the lead set by the New York Zoological Society at the Bronx Zoo. And while some of their thinking was misguided, their aims were mostly positive, and they only got better and better over the following 100 years. Today, they're well-respected for their conservation and species preservation efforts.
Wow, you sure know a lot about zoos.
Of course, I love animals. Did you know the San Diego Zoo pioneered the concept of open-air and cageless exhibits that recreate the animal's original habitat in nature?
I do now. But wait, what does all of this have to do with Frank Buck?
Well, Frank Buck was hired by Wegeforth in 1923 as the zoo's director. He had a 3-year contract, but left after only 3 months because they didn't see eye to eye.
There's 12 months in a year, so 3 years would be how many months?
Seriously? More math? Fine. 12 times 3 equals 36.
Nice. That means Frank left with a lot of time left on his contract.
33 months to be exact. Do you think he was up to trouble?
I don't know.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Wait. We shouldn't go anywhere without Aunt Murgatroyd's permission. You remember the last time we did some unauthorized time traveling?
I know. But the least we should do is bring this little guy, gal, whatever it is, back to where it belongs.
Okay, fine. We drop off furry fangs and leave. We're not staying.
You got it.
Hey, you had the time radio in your backpack this whole time?
Just in case. Next stop, San Diego Zoo, 1923.
Ah, welcome to the first lion exhibit, not enclosed by fencing or wires.
What if the lion wants to eat us?
It has a moat. I built it last year. I'm a problem solver.
Wait, you're a problem solver? Or are you a problem solver? Wink, wink.
Both. Looks like you're problem solvers, too. Wink, wink.
Aw, she's scared. Don't worry, Fuzzy Buddy. I gotcha.
Wegeforth. What can you tell us about this critter? Or Frank Buck?
Frank Buck was my zoo director for a few months. I don't think he's a bad guy, but I do think the troublemaking trolls got to him. And he definitely has some troubling ideas about exotic animals.
You don't say. Like what?
Well, for example, I believe people will be thrilled to see real animals from other parts of the world and learn to appreciate and protect them. However, Frank Buck thinks we need more dangerous surprises, like guinea piranhas.
Whoa!
Hey, that creature's not dangerous. It was just wearing little toy fangs.
Weird, but okay.
That's what I'm saying. Frank thought we needed to trick people into coming with fake creatures. I say we just need to show animals in their natural habitats. I have a dream. One day, this zoo will have 99 acres of natural animal habitats.
Well, the good news is it will. 100 years from now, you'll have 99 acres and over 3,700 animals.
I see. But Will that be a good amount of space for each animal?
Well, to find that out, you first need to divide 99 by 3,700. Mind if I borrow a sheet of paper?
Be my guest.
3,700 divided by 99 is about 0.027. So, an average of about 0.027 acres per animal. Does that work?
Hold on. What's an acre again in, say, feet?
1 acre is 43,560 feet.
Okay, so if we take 0.027 and multiply it by 43,560 feet... Oh boy, I need a calculator for this one.
Or you can borrow my pen and paper.
Fine! 0.027 times 43,560 equals... Oh boy, 1,176 square feet?
Well done, Max. So, 1,176 square feet for animal.
That's right. But, as you can imagine, an elephant needs significantly more space than, say, a tarantula.
Whoa! You have tarantulas? Cool.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But that's okay. We can work out the best way to split up the land per animal. The important part is my zoo will have enough land to ensure a successful future.
Yes, but right now we have to
get back home. Of the trolls!
Max, we agreed we weren't staying here.
I know, but you heard Wegaforth. We can't have Frank Buck running around making sweet little fur balls look like dangerous monsters. We have to stay and help.
If he can make a guinea pig seem scary, imagine how he could dress up a crocodile.
Oh, wow.
Fine. But we have to make it quick before the trolls or Aunt Em discover we're here.
Too late.
Conklin! How did you find us?
And how did you even get here?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, yeah, that's why we asked.
Well, let's just say, where there's a troll, there's a way.
Oh boy, let's get out of here, Maul.
Bye, not so scary guinea pig.
Ta-ta!
Hurry, he's chasing us!
Wait, Max, I don't think we should go in there.
It's okay, just don't fall. Whoa, whoa, whoa! So much for that.
Max, look up. There's a crocodile with 3 heads.
No, it only has 1 head. The other 2 are fake.
Okay, but 1 crocodile head is still 1 too many.
Here, Max, give me your hand. I got you, buddy.
Phew. Thanks, Maul. Also, nice grip.
Thanks.
Ugh, you trolls are the worst. That crocodile was rescued from a drought-stricken region in Africa. We're building a sanctuary here, not a sideshow.
Oh, save the crocodile tears, Wedgeforth. I'm here to make trouble. And speaking of, have you reconsidered my offer, Max? I know you're jonesing for ice cream, and I know you'll miss soccer. And you know what we're capable of.
Save your breath, Mr. Conklin. I'll never make a deal with a troll.
I'm proud of you, Max. Now, can we get out of here?
We sure can. Set the time machine, Maul. Get us back home. Hey, Mr. Conklin, how can you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
You should make the deal, Max. You know you're not getting away.
One will see you later, and the other will see you after a while. Ha! Later, alligator.
Did you hear me? I said you're not going anywhere.
Hey, what are you doing?
Let go of him. Max, the time machine's in motion. I can't stop it.
Looks like you're staying here with me.
Molly, wait.
I'll get an M. We'll find you.
Geez, Molly, what happened to your leg?
It's a long story.
I've got time. Just kidding. I don't. Just give me the headline.
Mr. Conklin's got Max.
What? How? Where?
In the crocodile habitat of the San Diego Zoo in 1923.
Oh.
You know, if I close my eyes, I can practically hear him calling my name.
Molly!
Okay, so what do we do now?
Find Aunt Em and get him back.
Molly!
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Mike Praviti, Caitlin Gard, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.